The May Day violence that happened in downtown Seattle 2 years ago is still affecting how one Olympia man is living his life. The political activist wasn't even in Seattle when windows were smashed in a federal courthouse in 2012. But as KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, he ended up paying dearly for his refusal to talk about who might have been involved.
My name's Matthew Duran.
Matthew Duran says he tries to keep busy with school and work and not think too much about the 70 days he spent in solitary confinement in the federal detention center at SeaTac.
Every once in a while, I still get nightmares. Some days I'll wake up thinking that I'm still in solitary.
Altogether, Duran was locked up in the federal detention center for nearly 6 months. His crime? Refusing to answer questions before a federal grand jury investigating the May Day 2012 violence. Before his grand jury appearance, FBI agents had confronted Duran in the parking lot outside his apartment.
They were specifically asking me about where does this person live, and do you know who this person is?
For Duran's refusal to answer, a federal judge held him in civil contempt and ordered him put behind bars. Eventually, the judge released him when he decided it wasn't having the desired effect of getting Duran to testify. Duran was one of four so-called grand jury resistors. Supporters of Duran and the others say this was an overreach on the part of the feds. After all, they point out, a man found guilty of actually smashing windows did only 6 weeks in prison. Duran's attorney, Kim Gordon, is also troubled by the high level of secrecy in this case. All of the files related to what happened to Matthew Duran were sealed. She says, so when a reporter with the Stranger newspaper tried to verify what had happened,
what he discovered is he couldn't find a court file.
As if it had never happened. The Stranger sued to have the files unsealed, and the matter is now before a federal appeals court. For its part, the U.S. Attorney's Office says Duran was subpoenaed to testify because he was known to have close connections to one or more suspects in the May Day violence. Kim Gordon, Duran's attorney, believes the government was trying to use Duran to help them connect the social network dots. But she says in this day and age, when everyone is a friend of a friend of a friend on Facebook,
I think it's really dangerous because we all have 6 degrees or less of separation. And if it can happen to Matt, it can happen to us.
Matthew Duran says all of this has had a chilling effect on his own activism. In the past, he would often take part in protests for immigration reform or against police brutality. This May Day, he wants everyone to know that he'll be working.
There is going to be, like, videotape of me working. I might take pictures of me, like, every hour.
And he says, for the record, he has no inside knowledge of any May Day protests. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.